弟兄姊妹平安。
我们
感谢赞美主，我们可以一起敬拜。
Thank the Lord that we get to worship again.
那我们在教会的生活里面，我们的服事有很多的种类。
In the church, there's a lot of different services, type of services.
那有一些服事呢，我们个人没有办法参与。
Some services that we may not be capable of.
可是呢，有一些服事呢，是我们每一个人都可以参与的。
But then there are some that everyone should participate.
那好像祷告的服事、赞美的服事，我们每一个人都可以参与。
Just like the service of praying or the service to sing, we can all participate.
所以我们在擘饼聚会的时候，我们可以祷告，我们可以赞美。
So that's why during communion, everyone can pray and everyone can praise.
所以我们在聚会的时候，我们就把握我们的机会。我们向神发出敬拜。
So during our meeting times, everyone should take the opportunity and praise.
那在我一生里面呢，在赞美的时候，我永远在我的思想里面有一幅景致。
Often in my lifetime, I have this image when I worship.
那也是曾经跟弟兄姊妹交通过的。
This is an image that I have talked to you before.
这是我在台湾聚会的时候。
Is that when I was in Taiwan?
有一个弟兄呢，他有口疾。
There's a brother, and then he can't speak right.
所以呢，每一次呢，他口疾很严重的时候，他就讲不出话来。
And every time when he has trouble speaking, he would without words.
那当然，在平常的日子，他很少跟弟兄姊妹交通。
So oftentimes he doesn't speak a lot.
可是每一次唱赞美诗的时候
，But every time when he sings song,
他就大声在那里唱诵。
Then he can sing very loudly.
所以你可以听到我们的弟兄唱诗歌的时候，跟不上节奏，跟不上拍子。
Sometimes even though he cannot catch up with the melody or the rhyme,
可能人家已经在唱下一句的时候，他还在上一句。
Maybe he was too stuck on the last words.
所以你在唱诗歌的时候，你会听到一个很奇怪的声音在那里一直追着大家。
So then when we sing songs, oftentimes you hear this voice who's left behind.
可能我们很会唱歌的人，我们就觉得哎呀，拜托你弟兄口疾那么严重，下次唱小声一点。
Or for someone who sings the song well, would think that hey brother, why don't you just let us sing?
你看人家都唱得那么好听。
Everyone else is singing so fine.
你会破坏大家敬拜赞美的情绪。
By you participating, you're actually breaking up our melody.
下次最好唱小声一点，最好不要再唱。
Or maybe if you want to insist on singing, why don't you sing it quiet?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们是用这样的服侍的心态去鼓励弟兄姐妹不要服侍的话
，Brothers and sisters, if you use that mindset and to discourage someone to serve.
那真的我们的服事会越来越软弱。
And I tell you that our offering, our service would be weaker than ever.
可是如果我们看到我们的弟兄有这样的一个情况，他都愿意赞美的时候
，On the other hand, if you put it this way, even though he is lacking, but he is willing to give.
我们这些讲话字正腔圆的人，没有口疾的人，难道我们在赞美的时候，我们不应该尽情赞美吗
？And for the ones that actually don't have problems speaking or singing, shouldn't we be the one who lead?Worship.
那我想今天呢，我要交通的呢，这讲得很清楚，是教会的生活。
So here, what I'm trying to say is on the slide, my message is the life of a church.
那既然是交通呢，就不是一个信息。
The church living, it is a communication, not really a sermon.
那我要讲的信息呢，是耶利米书。从下一次我再开始站讲台服事的时候。我会交通到先知耶利米他所要传讲的信息。
In fact, we will continue our preaching next week when we continue the book of Nehemiah.
那也请弟兄姊妹为我代祷。
And I ask the brother and sister will pray for me.
所以呢，我希望今天的交通呢，我们就不录音了。
Today, our communication, let's not record it.
我请后面录音的弟兄，请你坐在我们会众中间，你不用在录音室，请你往前坐。
In fact, brother, this is going to be a communication meeting.
那请你坐到这边，不需要录我讲的话。
Come to me so that we don't have this on record.
啊，因为今天呢，真的是一个非常个人的交通。
In fact, this is just a personal talk with you.
所以呢，在这样的一题目之下，也讲到一个服事重新的再出发。
In fact, I want to start with let us restart our service.
好不好？我们一起来。读提摩太前书第一章十五到十六节。
How about we start with the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, 15 and 16?
那在周报上有，我们一起来读。
It's on your program, read it together.
基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯。 是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。弟兄姐妹，这一段话呢是保罗所说的。他告诉大家呢，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的。那直到现在呢，我们都仍然如此相信。这里说到呢，在罪人中，保罗说到他自己是一个罪魁。可是他从那里得到了神的怜悯。
Yet, for this reason, he found mercy.
耶稣基督要借着保罗来显明他一切的忍耐。
So that Jesus Christ may demonstrate his perfect patience.
好叫这罪人中的罪魁能够得到永远的生命。
As an example, for the worst sinner of all would believe in him for eternal life.
同样的道理，在罪人中我也是罪魁。
Now, similarly, you and I are also the worst sinners of all men.
所以呢，主也要在我们身上显明他一切的忍耐。
And our Lord is trying to demonstrate his perfect patience through us.
好叫我们确信我们有这永远的生命是从他而得。
So that we know that we have this eternal life through him.
那我想从去年特会呢，我整个人的服事那已经相当难过，相当的失望。
And I need to tell you that from last year on, I was really tired of my service. I wanted to take a break.
所以呢，我想要休息。
And I wanted to take a break.
我就跟同工还有负责的弟兄，我们都有一些的交通。
So that I have a fellowship with the leading brothers of church. I told them my situation.
我就说我非常累了，我需要有一年休息的时间。
And I told them that I am really tired. I'm going to need a year break.
啊，同工弟兄姊妹都很爱我，就说不行不行。
And the brothers and sisters surrounding me, they loved me so well that they said, no, you can't.
甚至弟兄说啊，一年的时间太久了，顶多两个月。
In fact, some brothers said that a year is way too long for a break. Take 2 months off.
那我只是想到说，如果我工作了6年，休息一年，这个很合乎圣经的教训。
And then, in fact, I counter and said, according to the Bible, if I work 6 years, I should take 1 year off.
那在去年里面呢，刚好我的母亲也回到我的家里面居住。
And in fact, last year my mom came to live with us in our house.
所以呢，为了房子呢，我也必须做一些的整理。
So that we have to rearrange the house for her.
那感谢主呢，那有2个月的时间，6月跟7月，我就尽量没有服事。
So thank the Lord that for the last 2 months, June and July, I took most of the time.
那家里的情况也大概都安顿好了，那所有的环境大概90%也都 ready 了。那下一次分家聚会也可以在我家继续聚会。
In fact, through the last 2 months, I fixed the house quite a bit, 90% done or so. So next time when we meet, we can come to our house again.
所以算一算呢，这是我第三次起来服侍弟兄姐妹和服侍我们的主。
So if I count back, this is my third time raising up trying to come serve this church again.
所以从2011年开始，中间呢，因为图书馆有一些的需要，我又回到图书馆工作。
So started in 2011, when my job at the library needed me, I left and went back to them.
等到安定下来，我放下图书馆的工作，又回到教会来服事。
And after I finished settling down the work situation, I then come back to the church to serve.
一样在前年的时候，图书馆又有需要，我又回到图书馆工作。
2 years ago, my workplace had another urgent need, so I went back to help them.
所以这样来来往往呢，2-3次之后，我觉得主真的是呼召我在图书专业上，图书资讯的专业上来做一个传道人。
And I think back and forth, I thought that the Lord was calling me to serve him at the library to help communicating the information.
所以我也非常的清楚，确定自己的呼召。
And I thought really clear that was my calling.
从今以后，我就是带着图书馆资讯专业的人员。
So at that point on, I would be a librarian.
工作之余，我就是传道人。
And then besides my workplace at the library, I then would preach.
好像我们的弟兄一样，他有工程的背景。
Just like Kevin, he has an engineering background.
那他工作之余，他就是传道人。
So that working.
好像我们的弟兄马松弟兄，他非常有销售的能力。
Just like brother, he has really good sales ability.
可是工作之余，他就是传道人。
So besides his work, he is also a preacher.
我希望他传道的业绩比他销售的业绩还好。
And I really wish that he can capture more people from preaching than he is his company.
所以在教会的服事，我的角色呢，同工呢，我就觉得我非常的不配。
So that I thought that I'm no longer worthy to be a minister.
所以呢，第三次出发的时候，我盼望我能够做好负责弟兄的一个角色。
So that the third time now coming back, I really want to take on this responsibility.
我们教会有全职的同工梁弟兄。
Our church has a full-time minister, Brother Timothy.
也有全职的姐妹Wendy 姐妹。
We also have our sister Wendy, who is a full-time staff.
他们在我们的中间都做了非常美好的工作。
Both of them together has put a lot of wonderful work in this church.
可是弟兄姊妹，当我们看看教会的光景。
Brothers and sisters, if you look around at our church,
我们教会有那么多的年轻弟兄姐妹。
You can see that there's a lot of younger brothers and sisters.
求主开我们的眼目。
So Lord, ask.Him to open our eyes.
我们实在需要一位年轻的传道人。
We in fact need a young preacher.
在我们英文组的弟兄姊妹，在我们年轻的弟兄姊妹被兴起来，来带领着他们。
To be a minister to the teenage group, to the youth group.
所以借着今天的聚会，我在中间有交通的时候，是希望我们都能够一起看见教会的需要。
So through our meeting today, I want to show to you the need of our church.
所以接下来有一个活动，我请大家来做。
So I'm going to ask you to participate in an exercise.
第一个活动呢，我请姐妹坐在我的右边，我请弟兄坐在我的左边。
First, I'm asking all the sisters to move to the right side, all the brothers.
麻烦你们活动一下，谢谢。
Please participate.
弟兄坐在右边，弟兄坐在我的左手边，然后姐妹坐在我的右手边。
Sisters on the right.
弟兄在这边，姐妹在这边。我让今天的聚会稍微有一点活动，那只有今天一次而已，下不为例。
Just do it for me once.
好，都就定位了吗？
Are we all settled down?
好，第二个动作来了。
Secondly,
如果你的儿子在我们中间，在你的旁边，或是在聚会的里面，或是你的女儿，那在你的旁边啊，在这个聚会里面，请你去把它找到。父子呢坐在一起，母女呢坐在一起。如果你的爸爸妈妈在聚会里面，儿子的话就去跟父亲坐在一起，女儿的话就去跟妈妈坐在一起。
I'm asking the son to move to your father and the daughter to move to.
麻烦你们动一下，如果孩子不动的话，就请大人动；大人不动的话，就请。孩子动好吗？向开开，麻烦你去跟你的爸爸坐在一起。啊，如果你的父母亲不在中间的话，你就坐在原位，可以了吗？那女儿跟妈妈坐在一起。
Mother and daughter, father and son.
可以了啊，好，第三个动作来了。
Thirdly.
那朋友坐在一起，长幼坐在一起。如果你是，哎，那刚刚的已经算数了，就已经不用再换了。那如果现在你是孤单一个人坐的，好像重量，好像这个 Ken 他们只有一个人坐，请你们麻烦你们两位坐在一起。如果你是一个人坐的，麻烦你朋友坐在一起。那如果呢，你是年轻的人，只有一个人坐在一起，请你找一个朋友或找一个长辈坐在一起。目的就是请你不要落单。
Basically, whoever is still single, find a partner to sit together with friends. Whoever is next to you, basically.
Yeah, 去找一个人，不管你认识不认识，反正你旁边一定要有同伴。
So just don't be alone. Find someone to sit with.
弟兄姊妹。
So brother and sister.
这是我年轻聚会的情况。我在台湾聚会的时候就是这样。
Back when I was younger in Taiwan, this is how we meet.
那是二十三十年前的事。
That took place about 20 or 30.
在我们的聚会，弟兄男性坐一边，姐妹女性坐一边。
During that meeting, the brother would have sat by one side and the sisters on the other.
我们的父母会带着我们坐在聚会的里面。
And the parents would take their kids to sit with them.
那今天如果我们的父母，我们会跟我们的朋友坐在一起。
And if you're without siblings or brother,
如果你看到年轻人没有人作伴的时候，你是年长的，你应该去俯就卑微的人。
someone is sitting alone, you'll find a way to sit next to.
弟兄们，你会感觉到，如果我们的聚会是这样的一个情况，那个气氛就不一样。
You may feel that if we operate like this,
为什么我这样讲呢？因为第一个呢，你发现当男和女有一个分别的时候，
First, if we separate the male and the female,
当他们聚在一起的时候
and when now we gather,
仍然有一个分别在那里的时候
when there's still a separation within,
这个字叫好
then this is great.
那中文字我觉得蛮特殊的
I think that this Chinese character,
一个男一个女
a girl and a boy,
一夫一妻
husband and wife,
那一生一世
For a lifetime.
我想这是我们在教会里面我们一个认定。
And I think that this should be an acknowledgement from our church.
当初神的创造就是让一个男的一个女的
At the beginning, God has intended for a man and a woman to be together.
结合成为一个家庭
To be into one flesh, into one family.
所以呢如果我们男女有别的时候
So when we separate the man from the woman,
常常呢有一个美好的情况会发生
would often happen afterward.
可是如果我们男女不别的时候
But when you don't separate them,
男和男做神不喜悦的事女和女做不喜您的事
When man and man and woman do things that don't please the Lord,
甚至说男女之间做神所不喜悦的事
Or maybe between the man and woman when they do things that don't please the Lord,
那样就不好了。
That's not great.
当我们父子坐在一起，当我们母女坐在一起，这一个字叫做亲。
When father and son, mom and daughter sit together,
亲这个字分开的时候，中国字就叫做父母亲看得见他的儿女，叫亲。
If you break that Chinese character in half, then you see that the parents can see their child together.
所以呢今天你旁边你看得到你的儿子在你的旁边你看得到你的女儿这个叫亲如果你的儿子你的女儿今天有来聚会你却看不到他坐在你的旁边这叫不亲
So when the father sits with the sons the mom sits with the daughter when you could see them face to face then that's a family
所以如果你的女儿有来到教会我希望你能够去看到她把她带到聚会中
So if your daughter is in this church areaFind her so that she will sit next to you.
如果你的儿子有来到聚会中，我希望你能够去把他找到你的旁边，和你坐在一起。
Son is in the church. Find them so that he can sit next to you, face to face.
我们在敬拜的时候，不要不管他们。
When you come to worship, don't just leave them alone.
这样的话，在我们中间就有一个亲的一个气氛在那边。
So when we all come together, then we have a family.
当我们朋友坐在一起的时候，这个字叫做伴。
When friends come together, then we become companions.
长幼坐在一起的时候也叫做伴。
And then when the old and the young are together, now we are also
companions. 因为我们来到教会，我们不会没有同伴。
So that when anyone comes to church, they will never be alone.
就是我们在世界非常孤单的时候，我们感受到我们来教会一定有我们的同伴在这里。
Even in this world, you felt that you were left alone. When you come to church, you now have companions.
我记得我在夏令会有一个服饰。
And I remember that I used to serve this at
那就是服侍我们小云姐妹的四个小孩子。其实呢，我们在聚会的里面，其实我们都知道她有四个孩子。我也呢，试着呢，去把每一个孩子的名字都记下来。有一次聚会的时候，我特别请她的老大于恩，把他们四个姐弟的名字都写给我。
One time I asked the oldest brother to write down all three names in a piece of paper and give it to me.
那写完了之后我就去记他记他记他。
And after they gave me that piece of paper, I tried to remember them.
可是看到人的时候我还是叫不出他们的名字。
But then every time when I see them, I would forget their names.
那透过今年的夏令聚会呢我很荣幸能够跟他们四个孩子在一起。
This summer conference, I had the privilege to spend time with the four kids.
啊这个时候我就分辨出来了原来那个于恩是老大。
And now I could tell that's the older brother, oldest brother.
那 Annie 呢是老二。
Annie is the second child.
Connie 呢是老三。
Connie is the third child.
永年呢是老四。
And then there's the youngest one.
那个名单呢我不用再背了。
I no longer need that piece of paper.
三天服侍下来所有名字我已经记清楚。
After 3 full days spending time with them, I now know their names.
弟兄姊妹，这我想分享的是什么意思呢？
So brothers and sisters, what I'm trying to say.
今天如果你去服侍一位弟兄，你去服侍一位姐妹，他的名字就会在你的心上。
Instead, when you try to support and work with fellowship with one brother and sisters, his or her name will now be in your heart.
如果在我们的心里面没有任何弟兄姐妹的名字在我们的心上，我们真的是要好好的悔改。
Now, on the other hand,look at your heart, if there's not any brother or sister name on your heart, then you should really think about it.
所以亲爱的负责弟兄们，
so brothers and sisters, whoever is responsible,
亲同弟兄、民众弟兄、
brother、
还有亲海弟兄，还有我自己，
brother Keith, myself,
接下来一年呢，我给我们有一个挑战。
This one year, I'm laying down a challenge for us.
我希望我们四位负责弟兄，教会里面大大小小的名字，我们都能够叫得出来。
Ask that all four of us who knew all names within this church.
于是说，当今天在教会里面遇见这个小孩的时候，你可以把这个小孩的名字叫出来。
So now when you run into this kid, you could call that kid by name.
你遇到这个大人的时候，你能够叫出这个大人的名字。
When you meet this newcomer adult, you can now call that person.
常常我们发现一个孩子咻一下就冲过我们面前去。
Oftentimes, how many kids just run around right in front
of us? 可是我们没有办法把他们拦阻下来。使他们不做那些危险的事。为什么？因为我们不知道他的名字啊。
Why not? Because we can't even call them by name.
可是如果我们知道他的名字的时候，
But now, if you knew his name,
他咻要跑过去的时候，
Just when he's now running by you,
Jocelyn, 停下来。
You can say, Jocelyn, stop running.
他马上停下来。
And Jocelyn may stop.
弟兄姊妹，就是这个道理。
Brother and sister, that's what I'm
saying. 今天我们要对别人有劝诫，要服侍他的时候，
if you're trying to give advice or encourage a person,
我们要跟他很熟悉。
You should at least know him a
little. 如果我们跟他不熟悉，
if you don't know him at all,
我们怎么服侍他呢？
Then how do you serve that person?
所以在教会里面有许多的问题，都是因为不好、不亲、不全所发生的。
A lot of problems that our church started with were not.Caring about one another.
男女不分不好会有问题。
If men and women are not separated, may not be great.
父女儿女长久不见不亲会有问题。
Parents and kids are not together, then that's not great.
朋友长辈同伴分离落单了不全不好，这是教会的问题。
Everyone else who is left alone, then that's not great either.
所以呢，今天我们要一起来思想。圣家谷聚会到底有没有这些问题？
So now I want to talk to you about if our church at St. Gabriel has any issues.
如果你有看到我们中间有这样的问题，
If you see these type of issues within us or among us,
我想我们应该悔改认罪，
And I think that we need to confess our sin.
重新让神的灵光照我们，洗净我们，
And ask God to enlighten us and to cleanse us.
我想这是我们教会的挑战。
I think this is the challenge that's being laid out for us.
那也是初期教会的挑战。
And in fact, that's the same challenge as the beginning church had, the first church had.
那以弗所教会跟克里特教会呢，是早期保罗所带领的两个教会。
To give an example, the church of Ephesus and the church of Crete, they both were started by Paul.
在教会里面，他们面对的问题和挑战。
The first church, the challenges that they faced.
就是我刚刚所归纳的。
The things that we just talked about,
不好不亲不全
to not caring for one another.
所以呢，保罗呢就在那里劝勉弟兄姊妹，要有一些的做法，好让教会能够回到神的面前有一个正常的光景。
So that at that point, Paul had to set out some rules, some guidelines, so that the church can come back to the Lord.
他劝勉同工要留在所托付的教会。
His first guidance is that, The elders need to stay at the church that they're assigned to.
第二个，同工留在教会，他要在当地的教会建立监督长老执事工人的职分。
Secondly, it is now the elders' responsibility to raise up a group of leaders within the church.
有了这些的职分之后，他要传讲那些能够帮助弟兄姊妹言行正经过生活的教会。
Once the leaders are identified, then it is now their job to make sure that the right message and preaching is being taught.
所以有了这些教导之后，他们能够经历水洗，还有圣灵洗的更新。
And after the correct teaching is being preached, then we have the baptism of water and also the baptism of the Spirit to renew the people.
有了这一切的更新之后，他们能够 持守所学的所信的存在心里过一个敬虔的生活。
After all those four things are done, then now everyone in the church can hold still to what they've learned.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是今天我们来到教会的目的。
Brothers and sisters, shouldn't those be the goals why we come to the church?
如果你要来到教会唱卡拉 OK, 对不起，我们这里没有。
Just want to come and if you want to sing songs casually.
如果你要来到教会打高尔夫球，对不起，我们这里也没有。
If you want to come here to play golf, then this is not the right place.
可是如果今天你来到教会，你要寻找神，我们可以向你保证，这里有。
But I tell you, if you come here, if you want to seek the Lord, you will find Him here.
如果你要经历圣灵的能力，我也可以告诉你，这里有。
If you want to experience the Holy Spirit, you can do that here.
所以弟兄姊妹，既然我们在教会里面，我们一起生活的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we live our life in church,
我们就要有这样的一个家人的感受。
We should feel that we are a family.
这里有两处的经文，一处在提摩太前书，一处在提多书。
Two verses, one from 1 Timothy, the other one from Titus.
都是在这两卷书的一开始，保罗就跟提摩太说，我往马其顿去的时候
First Timothy, Paul started, as I urge you about my departure for Macedonia,
成劝你住在以弗所
remain on in Ephesus,
好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教
so that you may instruct certain men not to teach strange doctrine.
可是在提多书一开始的时候，他就跟提多讲
so at the beginning of Titus,Paul said this,
在第五节他说我从前留你在克里特
Verse 5 says, For this reason I left you in Crete,
是要你将那没有办完的事都办整齐了
so that you would set in order what remains,
又照我吩咐你的在各城设立长老
and appoint elders in every city as I directed you.
保罗、提摩太、提多这三位都是传道人
Paul, Timothy, and Titus, they're all ministers.
在我的感觉里面，建立教会可能呢，保罗过得比较容易。
So in my opinion, I think Paul had an easier time setting up a church.
因为他有很多的教会，今天到这个教会，明天到这个教会，后天到那个教会。
Because he started many churches. He would spend a day here, another day somewhere, and then another day somewhere else.
很短的时间，他就要离开那个教会。
And he would only spend a short amount of time at any specific church.
他不会待在那个教会十年、二十年。
He wouldn't spend 5-10 years at the same church.
所以他离开了怎么办呢
？So every time when he takes off,
所以在初期的教会就要有同工在那个教会里面来做一个持守。
So that at the beginning, Paul had to set up elders.
所以保罗就告诉提摩太，你要在住在以弗所。
So that's why Paul asked Timothy to remain at Ephesus.
他告诉他的同工提多，你要留在这个克里特。
He also asked Titus to stay in Crete.
为什么呢？因为教会有很多的问题，如果保罗离开，这些问题没有解决，教会很容易就受到影响。
Why would Timothy need to stay in Ephesus and Titus need to stay in Crete? It's because the church needs a leader to guide them.
当然，一个传道人留在一个教会长期的侍奉非常的不容易。
Of course, for a minister to stay at the same church for a long time, it is not easy at all.
可能呢，一个传道人他在一个教会二三十年过去，从一百人三十年过去，他仍然是一百个人的聚会。
Maybe for a minister who spent 20 years at the same church, he started with 100 people. In 20 years, still at 100 people.
可是弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，如果三十年下来都还是一百人，这个牧者呢，他就有牧养的恩赐。
And brothers and sisters, I tell you, if in fact in 30 years, then this minister has the ability to keep people.
可是二三十年过去，如果这个教会有成长的话，我们可以说这个牧者他非常非常有牧养的恩赐。
In fact, if the church started growing in a 30-year span, then this person is extraordinary at keeping a church.
有时候在我们教会，我们虽然没有牧师的称谓
，sometimes at our church, even though the pastors are not named the pastors,
可是我们呢看其他的教会，其他的教会有牧师。
Some other churches, they call the ministers their pastors.
弟兄姊妹，我希望当我们看到这些牧师的时候，我们里面对他有一个尊敬。
I ask you, brothers and sisters, when you run into your pastors, have reverence for them.
因为在外面的教会里面，一定要弟兄姊妹确定这些传道人有牧养恩赐的时候，才把牧师这样的一个恩赐放在他们的身上，才用牧师来称呼他们。
That's a pastor. pastors is only qualified really to be a pastor is that they have to pass the test of pastoring people.
可是你会跟我讲，哎呀，有些牧师看起来真的不像牧师。
But then sometimes you may come to me and say, hey, that minister doesn't look like a minister at all.
可是弟兄姊妹，我要跟大家劝勉的是，请你不要往坏的地方想。我希望你能够往光明面去思想。
Brothers and sisters, what I'm asking you to do is this: when you see someone, don't look at them with a negative perspective.
所以今天一个教会有一个牧者留在那里的时候，很多的问题就能够被解决。
You know that when there is a leader, a minister who is leading a church, then the church is usually in good hands.
那你说初期教会只有这两个教会有牧者，那哥林多教会怎么办？帖撒罗尼迦教会怎么办？腓立比的教会怎么办？
And if you say only the church of Ephesus and currently has a leader, then what happened to the rest of the churches?
这些教会我不担心。
For those are the churches, I was not worried.
我担心的是圣加谷基督徒聚会。
Don't worry about those churches because only worry about the church at St. Gabriel.
弟兄姊妹，你会担心吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you worrying about the same thing as I am?
如果你今天看到年轻的弟兄姊妹，他们没有一个牧者在那里带领他们，你的心里面会不会有一点激动？
If you're looking at our younger brothers and sisters and they have no leader among them, are you worried for them?
年轻的弟兄姊妹，我问你们一个问题。
Younger brothers and sisters, let me ask you this.
你们的父母亲会在家里面讨论教会的事情吗？
Do your parents talk about the matters of church at home?
你们听到你们父母亲讨论教会问题的时候，多半是好的还是不好的？
When your parents talk about the matters of the church, is it usually in a good way or in a bad way?
你们的父母亲会带着你们为着教会的问题一起祷告吗？
Do your parents lead you in prayer for our church?
还是你们的父母亲每次谈到教会问题的时候，就叫你们去到一边去，小孩子不要听，到旁边去。去学习，这不是你们的事。年轻的弟兄姊妹，我再问你们一个问题。如果今天的聚会里面，你听到神对你说，我要呼召你们出来奉献，
asking you to come and serve.
好像提多提摩太一样，
just like Titus, just like Timothy.
他们年轻的时候就留在教会全心来侍奉我，
they started when they were in a young age, stay at their church and serve their church.
问你们一个假设的议题，
if I ask you this theoretically,
如果今天你听到这样的呼召，
today, if you heard that same calling,
晚上，
tonight,
你回到家里面，
When you go home,
你告诉你的爸爸，你告诉你的妈妈，
you should tell your parents,
今天神在聚会里面呼召我，这一生要来跟从主服侍他。你跟你爸爸妈妈说，我愿意被主使用。
You would tell your parents that I'm willing to serve.
你觉得你父母亲会支持你的？点点头。
Would you think your parents would support you?If you do, then not.
我愿意。
I'm willing.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候
，Brothers and sisters, oftentimes,
传道的人不会从别的教会来。
Minister don't come from outside.
传道的人会在我们中间被兴起。
Minister is usually raised up within the church.
可是如果我们做年长的弟兄姊妹，没有一个人有这样的感动的时候，
But as the older brother and sisters, if you don't have the same call,
当机会来的时候，
When that opportunity comes,
我们都把握不住，
We will never capture it.
所以荧幕上的话是让我们每一个弟兄姊妹来好好的思想。
What I wrote on this slide, I want you to take a look at.
我希望今天不论任何人对我们怎么样，
I'm asking you, that doesn't matter how the others treat you,
不论我们的年纪或大或小，
regardless of your age,
我们都愿意被主所托留在我们的聚会里面为主来服侍。
You willing to be asked by the Lord and serve your church at St. Gabriel?
当保罗面对教会的需要，他第二个工作就是建立执事工人的职分。
And secondly, after Paul facing the challenge of the church, the second thing he has done is he has now then set up the leader.
当年轻的提摩太和提多他们愿意牧养教会的时候
，When Timothy and Titus of young age willing to take on the responsibility to pastor a church,
他们的职分需要被建立起来。
They needed to be built up into that position.
另外一方面，他们要去建立教会里面一些的职分。
Additionally, these leaders have to find other leaders among the church.
好让他们能够在教会一起工作。
So that the leaders can work together.
所以呢，在圣经里面这里讲到说，人若想得监督的职分，就要羡，就是羡慕善工。
If any man aspires to be the office of overseer, it is a fine work he desires to do.
这话是可信的。
It is a trustworthy statement.
弟兄姊妹，今天到底我们中间有多少的人羡慕善工呢？
Brothers and sisters, how many among us are truly desiring to do good work?
今天我们中间有谁要想要得到监督的职分呢？
How many of us actually are aspires to be an office of overseer?
我问问弟兄姐妹，有没有人愿意接受神的呼召，奉献自己来做这事呢？
I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, is anyone willing to do the good work for the Lord?
弟兄们
Brothers,
我们中间有没有人愿意起来追求来做教会的监督呢
Among you, is there anyone who is willing to be an overseer?
还是我们就一直满足于我们目前的现况我们就觉得很好了呢
Maybe we can all just be complacent of where we are.
可能当别人邀请我们做监督的时候我们非常的谦卑
Maybe when someone comes and asks you to be an overseer, you become humble.
这么重要的事就让 Kevin 来做吧。
And says that this is such a great important matter, let Brother Stephen do it.
千万不要来找我。
Please don't come to me.
可能你会问我，圣中做监督吃得饱吗？
Maybe you would ask, Brother, if I wanted to be that overseer, would I have a full stomach?
啊，我会告诉你，
不要担心。I'll say, don't worry about it.
圣经上说什么
？What does the Bible say?
圣经上说，那善于管理教会的长老可以得到加倍的敬奉。
It says here that if you are becoming an overseer of the church, your reward will be double.
保罗都这样讲。
That's what Paul said.
我们愿不愿意
？It's just that are we willing to do it?
可能你回头要问我
了。
圣中我到这个教会20多年。
The brother Stephen, I've been here for 20 some years.
我不是没有长眼睛。
I'm not blind.
从来不是这个样子。
I was never blind.
弟兄姊妹，那是我们的惭愧，是我们教会的惭愧。
Brothers and sisters, this is we fell short of what we owe you.
我们只关心传道人。讲道讲得好不好
We oftentimes only care if a minister can preach or not.
我们关心传道人自己站立的不
We only care about if the minister can stand firm.
我们关心这个传道人能不能够劝化教训人
We only care if the minister can say words of encouragement.
我们关心传道人能不能够驳倒那些跟我们争辩的人
We only care if the ministers can argue with people that have different beliefs.
可是我们不关心这些传道人应该有加倍的敬奉。
What we didn't care about was that this minister needs to give double. Or we worth double.
那是神的事。
Tell you that's God's work.
我们不用担心。
Don't worry about it.
神会加倍供应他们。
God is the one who will reward the person double.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天我们蒙神的呼召在这里聚会
Brothers and sisters, if we're called to meet here,
我们不关心这一点，我们不做到这一点。
If you don't care about this, and if you don't do something about
it, 今天晚上我们的儿女向我们说神要用他的时候
Tonight, if your child comes to you and say, I want to serve the Lord,
今天拦下他们的不是别人
And if it's not someone else who stopped them,
拦下他们服侍主的是我们这些做父母的人
If it was you,Parent who stopped your child from serving the Lord.
我们宁可他们被世界用尽。
And we would rather for them to spend their time with the world.
老的时候带着残破的身体来服侍主。
So that they may only serve the Lord when they got old.
在我们中间永远不会有一群年轻的人被主兴起来。
And I tell you that then among us, we will never have a youth group.
因为我们中间没有一个监督的执政在这里。
Among us, we will never have an overseer of them.
我们中间没有一个执事的执政在这里。
Among us, we will never have a minister for them.
所以呢，当他们在建立的教会的时候，保罗特别讲，教会要有执事。
So then that's why Paul says that the church needs an overseer.
做执事的有好多条件。
A minister, but that person has a high requirement.
所以在提多书、提摩太前书这里面呢，就讲到。哦、oh, ，要怎么样的职分做执事？你要应该怎么样？应该怎么样？很多的条件。
So in 1 Timothy, it lists out the requirements that an overseer must qualify for.
可是弟兄姊妹，今天我看到一个重点呢，这里讲到这些在教会要服事的人呢，他们必须先受试验。
But in here, what I want to highlight to you is that these men must also first be tested.
若没有可责之处，才能够叫他做执事。
If they are beyond reproach, then let them serve.
像我们教会呢，好像负责弟兄就是所谓的执事。
Now at our church, our leading brothers, they are like the deacons.
弟兄姊妹，你们对我们四位负责弟兄有一点的要求，我们都没问题。
If you want to ask for these four leading brothers or something, that's fine.
可是相对的来讲，当负责弟兄对弟兄姐妹有一些要求的时候，我也希望你们没有问题。
If you want to hold them to a higher quality.Higher standard, that's fine. But now in exchange, if they now ask you to also bring yourself up, you should do so too.
当负责弟兄对我们有一些劝诫的时候，我们能不能够谦卑我们的心来听他们的交通？
When our leading brothers come to us and ask us to do better, are we willing to listen?
我们能不能用一个好的思想来回应别人的一些的需要？
Are we willing to be humble and also listen to what they say?
我们可不可以用光明的思想来回应我们弟兄的需要？
Can we respond to our brothers?In a positive way.
这里讲到试验的时候
When you talk about first being tested,
我就把这样的一个执事的服事扩大我觉得在我们教会今天你做主日学的老师不论你是成人主日学也好儿童主日学也好
If I were going to expand it in the same thought, it doesn't matter if you're a Sunday adult teacher or also the kids group teacher.
你带领周五的读经小组也好你带领主日的这个服事的小组也好都没问题
Maybe just a small group leader on Fridays or on Sunday regardless
可是在我们服事的时候我们要有先被试验的这样的一个心智
That when you serve, you should first be tested
因为试验过后我们才能够出来服事
Because you can only serve after you are tested
我记得我们在台湾的时候几乎每一个男孩子都要当兵
Now, When I was in Taiwan, every man will be drafted
当然你身体不好你可以 免除服役
Of course, if you're born with some type of a handicap,
当然你要当兵也不是那么容易所以你进到部队你要先进到一个新训中心就是一个训练的基地
when you first arrive at the army, you first need to be trained.
所以在那一个训练的基地你要通过各样的考验之后你才能够真正的下到部队去
It is in the training center, you have to first pass all the requirements before you're assigned.
如果没有这三四个月的训练直接下到部队的话啊，告诉你一群大学生的这些兵呢一定死不会死在战场上是死在这个部队里面
It's that if you never pass your 2 or 3 months training and then you're assigned to a line already you would die not on the battlefield but you would just die
还没有跟敌人作战就已经先死在战场上不是死在战场上是死在自己的土地上
Now that just before you could even go into the battle, you would already die.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们服事的时候，我们要经过试验。
So brother and sister, that's why before we serve, we must first.
我们愿意接受教会的培植。
Are you willing to be trained by the church?
我们愿意为教会来祷告。
Are you willing to pray for your church?
我们先把自己装备起来。
Are you first being equipped?
有好的装备，我们再来服事主。
And then serve the Lord with your equipment.
因为我们在教会里面，这是一个属灵的征战。
Because in our church we fight a spiritual warfare.
所以在属灵的征战里面，我们更需要有这样的认识。
And it is in a spiritual warfare that we must first know.
我们不希望我们的服事只是一个礼拜、两个礼拜啊，不行了，我不服事了，对不起。
I'm asking you to not just do it for a week or two and then say nope, I quit.
我也不希望就说服事上，哎呀。Kevin, 你伤到我的心了，我不服侍了。
And I'm asking you that if you're now hurt by something or someone around you, you'll say, I quit.
弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要在教会的生活里面有这样的一个心态。
Brothers and sisters, I'm asking you not to have that mindset.
我们永远接受别人在我们身上的作为。
And also accept what people say about your work.
把吃苦当作吃补。吃苦。
Well, when you take on suffering,
当作把营养放在自己的身上。
Like you're taking in nutrition.
我想这样就对了。福音就会被我们传扬出去。当然我们工人呢，做工人的我们要有自己的要求。我们要认真的传福音，我们要有忍耐，我们对教会的弟兄姊妹一定要有爱心。所以第三个重点的时候，保罗提到在教会里面，他希望弟兄姊妹有一个正经的生活。
So thirdly, Brother Paul is asking all the brothers and sisters to live like this.
我讲快一点。那对弟兄来讲，就要弟兄随处祷告。
So brothers, pray everywhere.
对姐妹说，姐妹，你们的穿着要正经端庄。
So sisters, proper clothing.
哎呀，圣宗什么年代了，你还在教训这些？
Brother Stephen, what year is this? You're still telling us this?
这个是保罗的年代才讲这些。
This is happening at the time of Paul.
袖子短一点怎么样？
What's the matter if I wear no sleeves?
我儿子昨天去参加一个 retreat.
My son went to a retreat yesterday.
出发的时候因为太热了，所以他就穿着这个运动服。
It was a really hot day, so he wore his sportswear.
哎呀，我太太就受不了了。
My wife got mad.
那他说我说不动了，你去说说吧。
She said, "There's nothing I can do. Why don't you go do something about it?"
弟兄姊妹，我们在聚会的时候
，Brothers and sisters at our meetings,
有我们的服饰
，we serve.
这里说到你不用穿得太贵重。
Here it says that you don't need to put on costly garments.
可是呢，你需要穿着端庄。
Rather, just modest clothing.
我希望你的裤子不要比你的女儿的裤子还短。
I'm asking you not to wear shorter than your daughter.
我也希望你的裤子弟兄姊妹，我不是要责骂大家。
I'm not here to criticize.
因为我真的不配。
Because I'm not worthy.
我希望我们聚会的时候不要穿拖鞋。
But I'm asking you not to come in wearing sandals.
有一些弟兄姊妹跟我讲说，这个周报上写这些好像都没有用。
Brothers and sisters tell me that regardless of what you put on the program sheet, they would never listen.
反正也没人会看。
No one looked at the program sheet.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们对在神的面前有一点敬虔的生活
，Brothers and sisters, if we live our life in reverence,
你会发现我们得到的福更多。
You will know that your blessings will increase.
我们常常觉得我们需要奉献。
A lot of time we know that we have to offer.
可是我一再讲人，我们不觉得神要不要收我们的奉献。
But I told you many times that regardless of what God does with our offering.
到底神有没有因为收了我们的奉献祝福我们
？Would God give you more blessings because you offer?
常常都是我们心里面直接面对神的一个回应。
A lot of times is how you treat the Lord in your heart.
我要讲完了。所以我在这里列了很多。
So here a few light items.
我有一个教授，他有一次到加拿大。
The professor went to Canada.
他去到一个华人的教会。
Went to an Asian church.
所以那个教会呢，在下午的时间停车，在停车场上停满了车。
And then in the afternoon, the parking lot was filled with cars.
他就觉得很好奇，哇，这个不是主日的时候，不是周六的时候，是在周间的时候，竟然这个华人的教会。停车场可以停满了车。
He thought to himself, this is just a weekday, not a Sunday, not a Saturday, not a Friday night. Why is the parking lot filled with cars?
当他走进教会的时候，教会里没有一个人。
So he walked inside the church. The church was empty.
原来这些车是对面回教，他们三点钟，他们要到教会，他们的教会去祷告。所以呢，车子停车场不够用了，刚好这个回教的清真寺前面有一个基督教。停车场一辆车都没有，所以他们来要求开放他们的停车场，让他们来停车。
Turn out that all those cars that park at the Christian church are the overflowing cars from the Muslim church on the other side of the street.
当他们 我不说祈祷，当他们的这个礼仪结束之后，三点可能到三点半一结束，他们就所有的车都不见
了。
弟兄们，今天教会的祷告会需要你们来参加。
Our prayer group meeting needs you.
我们到底花多少时间为教会祷告呢？
How much time have you spent praying for your church?
周三的一个小时的祷告聚会那么困难吗？
The 1 hour that we spend Wednesday night, is that too much to ask?
你能不能请姐妹们在家里好好带你的孩子，你来过一个敬虔的生活？
Can you ask your wife at home to do that deed for 1 hour so you can come and pray for the church?
我在这里说了蒙头，姐妹们，你们愿意蒙头吗？
Sisters, asking you, are you willing to cover your head? Do you?
我们今天来聚会是看我们穿得很漂亮吗？
When you come to our church, do we care if you have a costly garment?
今天如果我们在我们的头上放了一顶蒙头帽子，你会觉得很羞愧吗？
Today, if I ask you to cover your head, is that too much to ask for?
到底我们这个蒙头的意义是什么呢？
Do you understand the meaning of covering your head?
我来到这个教会聚会之后，我知道史弟兄常常教导我们，姐妹蒙头是代表他们顺服基督。
Brother C has often reminded us that covering your head at a church means that you are disciplining.
弟兄们，我们看到姐妹们蒙头，我们要问我们自己，我们是不是一个顺服基督的人？
You obey Christ, so ask yourself, do you obey Christ?
如果弟兄姐妹都是顺服基督的人，不管是在我们的生活也好，在我们的家庭也好，我们都会蒙祝福。
Brother and sisters all obey Christ, then you will see that blessings will come to our house.
保罗也花了很大的篇幅在那里教训年轻人，
and Paul then spent a lot of verses teaching the younger generations,
让他们能够行孝报恩，
asking them to be respectful of the elders.
弟兄姊妹，我们彼此之间，我们相劝的时候，要像劝父母、劝兄弟、劝姐妹这样。
Just like when we encourage our brothers and sisters.
可是我们得好处的时候呢？
And also, when you receive something,
我们被人劝勉的时候呢，
someone encourages you,
我们要往光明的地方去想，我们要往这个好处的方面去想。
Respond with us in a positive way.
弟兄姊妹，我们的擘饼聚会非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, our communion is very important.
我常常觉得我在讲到一讲这个的时候，下一次的聚会就会少一点人。
Usually when I say that, the next meeting will have fewer people.
当我讲完擘饼聚会很重要的时候，就有人给我一些的挑战。
When I say that communion is important, then people would challenge me.
可是弟兄姊妹，当我在台湾聚会的时候，我们的擘饼方式不是这个样子的。
When I was in Taiwan, we break bread differently.
可是我来到我们的聚会的时候，发现是一比一杯，我一开始就很喜欢我们的聚会。
First came, realized that we break the same bread and drink of the same.
快要二十年过去了，我仍然非常喜欢擘饼的聚会。
Now been 27 years, I still like our way the best.
弟兄姊妹，我们要明白一件事：今天科技不管再怎么样的发展
，Brothers and sisters, no one thing doesn't matter how our technology is improving.
教会里面只有一种聚会不会被科技所替代。
In our church, there is one meeting that will never be replaced by technology.
那就是我们所有的人聚集在神的面前，领受这一饼一杯。
To take the same breath and
今天你在家里，你可以听到很美好的信息。
You could hear sermons at home.
比我讲的更精彩。
Sermons way better than what I could do.
可是如果你今天待在家里，你没有办法跟弟兄姊妹一起领受这桌上的一饼一杯。
Today, if you chose to stay at home, then you cannot break bread with your brothers and sisters.
你们教会一饼一杯，哎呀，我不敢来了。
And if you say that it's one bread and one cup, then that's not my style.
我常常邀请一些人，告诉他们我们教会要蒙头的时候，这些基督徒朋友就会说：“哇，蒙头是什么意思啊？”
then our Christian friends would ask, why?
什么时代了，你们还要姐妹们蒙头？
What generation is this? Why are you still covering your head?
当我告诉他们说我们的教会是一饼一杯的时候，他就会反问我：“难道你们不重视卫生的问题吗？”
they would ask, don't you have any health concerns?
重视，
of course we care.
非常重视。
Very much so.
当我们不圣洁的时候，
when we are not holy,
如果我们身上有传染病的时候，
when we are contagious,
那可能是我们得罪主的时日子。
Maybe that's the time when we offended God.
为了我的弟兄，为了我的姐妹，我不领饼杯了。
So that for brothers and sisters, that day I may not take the bread or the cup.
如果神已经把我的罪给对付掉，
but if the Lord has already taken away my sin,
今天 我用一个圣洁的心，
and today, with a heart of holy,
一个洁净的人，
a person who is cleansed,
来和弟兄姊妹一起领饼杯，
when I take on this bread and cup with brother and sister,
因为你们都是圣洁的，
everyone who has a heart,
因为你们都是合神喜悦的，
everyone who pleases God,
所以我和你们一起领饼杯的时候，我觉得非常的自在。
So that when I take this bread and drink this cup with you, I feel fine.
如果你们中间有人感冒，
if someone has a cold among us,
如果我不小心因着领饼杯我也感冒，
if somehow I got affected by it,
弟兄姊妹，我们平常的教导不都是主为我们死？
Then shouldn't our usual teaching be the Lord has died for us?
我们愿意为主死。
Are you willing to die for him too?
如果今天弟兄姐妹有感冒，
if a brother and sister has caught a cold,
传到我的身上，
and somehow I caught it too,
我会责备他吗？
Would I go and criticize that person?
不。
No.
我又思想着我们的波饼聚会可不可以放在信息聚会之后？
Then I think that can we move our communion after our sermon?
信息聚会之后我们再来波饼。
After our sermon, then we break bread.
这样参加波饼聚会的人就有那么的多，
then we'll have more people participating.
那不是一个很好的光景吗？可是当我在想的时候，
But when I thought about it some more,
还是波饼聚会在前比较好。
Now, we should still have communion before.
如果你今天有心愿的话，
Because if you are willing,
你在主的面前你安排好自己的时间的时候，
if you have set that time apart for the Lord,
你就会早早的来参加波饼聚会，
then you would be here earlier.
你不会迟到的，
you wouldn't be late no more.
因为这个聚会是最重要的。
Because I tell you, the communion is more important.
有一天在天上我们还要有这样的聚会。
And one day we'll have the same communion in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，当我们受浸之后，
Brothers and sisters, after we're baptized,
我们经历了水浸，
after baptism of water,
主的工作在我们的身上。
When the work of the Lord has happened,
我们来到教会里面，我们看到教会有一个十字架，我们里面会有一个敬畏的心。
When we come before a cross, now we have reverence.
姐妹们，你们可能带一个很美丽的十字架，当你看到这美丽的十字架的时候，你会觉得主啊，你就是这么美丽。
Sisters, you may have a likeness of a cross, and you looked at it and you thought, how beautiful is this cross?
今天有一些人，他们过着苦行的生活，他们就是要到某一个山上，把自己的身体弄得很劳累，为了就去朝见那一个十字架。
Many people they spend great strength just to arrive at a church at the top of the mountain to see a cross.
弟兄姊妹，我说这都是经历水浸的一个结果。
Brothers and sisters, those are all experience from the baptism of water.
如果我们没有受过洗，我们对十字架没有任何的感觉。
If we're never baptized, the cross would mean nothing to us.
今天我们受洗之后，
Now that we're baptized,
周一到周六我们就好像一个在战场上的军人一样。
Now from Monday to Saturday, we're like a soldier at a battlefield.
我们绝对不会呢穿这个大礼服去上战场。
You wouldn't wear your ceremonial clothing to go into the battle.
所以弟兄姊妹，周一到周六我们都是全副军装的勇士。
Brothers and sisters, Monday through Saturday, we should all be in our battle gear.
可是主日来到教会，
But when Sunday comes,
我们参加的是教会的这样的一个庆典。
Now you go to a church for a
ceremony. 我们把战场上应该穿的那个军服我们脱掉，我们换上非常隆重的这个军礼服。
Now you should put down your battle gear and put on your ceremonial clothing.
我们借着这个军礼服把我们身上的伤全部隐藏在里面。
Now through this clothing we cover up all our wounds.
这是我们受浸之后的人应该有的表现。
That's someone who should react.
所以年轻的弟兄姊妹，当你们受浸之后，你们对神有一个敬畏。
Once you're baptized, have that reverence and respect.
在领饼杯的时候，弟兄们两手把杯传给你们的时候，我希望你们也能够两手的来领受。
When the cup is passed to you with both hands, take it with both hands.
当有弟兄他不认识这个手中的杯的时候，只是这样一个传递的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们里面要有多少悔改的心？
But if someone doesn't know the importance of how you should hold the cup, then learn it.
如果我们可以用一个手来持守这样的杯，
If the cup is only worthy of you to use one hand,
我相信我们还没有经过那个水浸的结果。
And I don't think you know the importance of that.
可是如果今天弟兄姊妹，我们都经历过圣灵的洗礼之后，
Brothers and sisters, on the other hand, if you have also been baptized by the Spirit,
再也不是那个外表有没有穿着军服了，
Then it really regardless of what you wear outside.
任何时候, 我们的内心, 我们都已经把军服穿上。
In our heart, we have this ceremonial clothing on.
我们知道来到聚会里面, 我们就是在这里敬畏神。
We know that every time we come to worship the Lord.
对我们只有一个效忠, 不是美国,
There's only one God to us, and who is God?
我们 不需要再树立十架成为我们的偶像，
no longer, we need to look up on the cross.
因为十架已经活化在我们的里面，
not the physical cross, but the cross who has now burned.
如我们得到圣灵的浸，
if we've been baptized by the Holy Spirit,
反映出来的结果，
then your output,
就是在我们的内心， 基督已经是我们的主。
Manifestation is Christ who is now in your heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，真的，我们持守我们所信的，我们所学的。
So brothers and sisters, when we have now learned what we're supposed to,
在我们的一生的里面，我们存一个敬虔的心，每日在那里过日子。
Now that we would be able to live our daily living in holiness.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里聚会，
when we gather,
教会真的没有对不起我们。
I tell you that the church, never did you wrong.
无论同工也好, 负责弟兄也好, 小组长也好, 我们都在这里尽心竭力。
Regardless, if it's the leading brother and sister, a small group leader, whoever is serving the church has done you right.
当我们有那么多的聚会完毕之后, 你告诉我, 你还是不认识圣经。
And if after all these meetings, you do come to me and say that I don't know my Bible.
如果我们没有教导, 那是我们的责任。
If we don't teach you, then that's our fault.
可是今天如果我们有很多教导学习的机会， 我们不接受教导， 我们不学习，
But on the other hand, if there are so many opportunities and you never participate,
那就是我们自己的责任。
Then it's now your fault.
弟兄姊妹， 我们今天在教会里面， 我们有很多的聚会，
Brothers and sisters, we have many meetings in the church.
但这不多，
A few at least.
可是呢， 我们要把时间分别出来。
But yet, you first need to set apart your time.
周五晚上我们有读经的聚会，
Friday night we study the Bible.
我们一个小组一个小组， 弟兄姊妹， 就像一家人一样， 可以一直的聚会下去。
Small group by small group is like little family.
可是在主日的时候， 我们有主日的成人主日学。
And on Sunday morning we have Sunday school.
成人主日学的设计就是让不同的弟兄姊妹能够聚在一起。
That on that format is that now different brothers from different groups can now come together.
成人主日学的设计呢， 就好像我们可以从荧幕上的这个本垒呢， 跑到一垒， 再从一垒， 跑到二垒， 二垒， 跑到三垒。
Just like the picture that is shown, you can go from home base to first, second, third base.
所以我们的属灵的生命， 我们就会一直的往前进。
So that our whole spiritual together in our
所以这就是教会设计成人主日学的目的。 今天受浸的弟兄姊妹， 你们可以参加新生命班。 一年的时间之后， 你们可以去参加信徒造就班。 再一年的时间， 你们可以去参加下一个信徒造就班。 当你们都完成信徒造就班的时候， 你们可以去旧约的读圣经班。 在我们教会聚会四年下来， 我相信你圣经呢会被扎根的非常的稳固。 非常对不起， 年轻的弟兄姊妹， 没有英文的部分。 可是呢， 我们还有一个英文的旧约读经。
Yes, we have a small group who study the English version.
如果你主日跟着父母早早来的话， 你可以参加这一个成人主日学。
If you're here early enough with your parents, come join that group.
所以呢， 当弟兄姊妹， 你们参加成人主日学的时候， 是不要只是待在那里啊。
Brothers and sisters, when you come to Sunday school, they just be there.
当完成一年的课程之后， 你继续往下一类跑啊。
When you finish your first level, go on to the next one.
组长不变， 可是组员要变啊。
Leaders wouldn't change, but the participants should change.
组员不变的话， 下面一批怎么上得来啊？
If those participants never leave the group, then how would newcomers come in?
所以当教会要有一些改变的时候， 我希望弟兄姊妹都可以 support 我们负责弟兄的一个看见。
So when you start seeing changes in this church, support it.
我们希望弟兄姐妹就是一层一层的往前进。
We ask the brothers and sisters to advance level by level.
今天教会动起来的时候就有活力。
So that the church can now have a new movement,
如果你只是一直在那一个小组里面，
you keep standing still,
如果你不动的话，
if you never move with it,
后面的人进不来，
then the newcomers can never show up.
你也没有办法继续下一个开始。
You cannot advance either.
弟兄姊妹，我知道在我们中间也有很多专业的弟兄姐妹。
And I know that there's a lot of professionals around us.
我希望你们也能够把你们的专业放在教会的环境里面。
What you know in this church.
不要专业是教专业，信仰是信仰。
Don't set up your professional life and your spiritual life separately.
有时候你可以把你们在生活工作中的这样的一个智慧，因着信仰的缘故，神给你的智慧，你可以分享给弟兄姐妹。
Maybe sometimes you can share your professional knowledge in the spiritual way with your brothers and sisters.
所以我就有一个思想。
So this thought came to me.
好像我们的小梁弟兄。
Just like our brother Liam.
真的，我们外表看看他好像不怎么样。
A very humble appearance.
他是非常谦卑的，在我们中间服侍主。
In fact, a very humble servant in the church of the Lord.
可是实际上，在许多大的音乐场合，我们都可以看到我们的弟兄在那里表现。
But I tell you, there's a lot of great spiritual musical performance. Our brother is a part of it.
所以我就有一个思想，我的弟兄，可不可以在9:15的时候？为我们来开设一个这个诗情训练班。大师在这里免费教你们。你要学二胡吗？学好二胡来服侍主吗？我们的目标是学好要来服侍主，不是上台表演。你要学钢琴吗？
You want to learn piano?
我们的弟兄在这里。
The master is here.
每个礼拜早上9:15，如果我们的弟兄愿意，他带着一群弟兄姊妹在这里诗琴，经过一年的训练之后，弟兄姊妹，我们的诗琴的弟兄姊妹就增加起来了，不是吗？
Your brother is willing to teach younger brothers and sisters to learn piano. Wouldn't we have a lot of pianos in a year?
重点在哪里呢？
So what's my point?
重点在有人要出来做教导，有人要出来接受训练。
My point is that if someone is willing to teach, it also takes someone to willing to learn.
如果我们今天都愿意过这样的教会生活，
if everyone is willing to participate,
我相信当我们服事再出发的时候，就会有不一样的感受。
And I believe that now our new movement will have results.
那我今天的交通就到。
那我们今天因为时间的关系，我们仍然有一些祷告，那我们早上聚会就要结束，那我们一起低头祷告，如果你有感动的话。